Jesus' name, Jesus, I ask you to intercede for me. You release this morning,
Jesus,
the things that we need, the things that we desire, and you release, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. the things that we do. The things you're done in Babylon beyond Jordan where John was baptized. You know, that is a a thing that where John was baptized. Mm-hmm. You know, that we can see today and tomorrow and yesterday and next week. The things that were that John was done, John did. Number 29. The next day, John seeketh Jesus, coming unto him, and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world." This scripture here. It's very profound. It's very noteworthy. It's very it's something that we need to look at.
Yeah.
We need to look at it every day. The next day, John seeketh Jesus, coming unto him, and saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world." Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we're looking and wanting to say.
Yeah.
This is he of whom I said, "After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was not before me." Mm-hmm. You know, that is what we're here for.
Yeah.
You know, that is what we're saying to each other. And that's the message that we have to remember. That we have to say, that we have to speak, that we have to tell. You know, that's the message. 31, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Before I am, I come baptizing with water. Yeah. glory to God, to give God the glory in everything that we do, in everything that we are, and in everything that we are about. And and John bear record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon me," upon him, upon us.
Yeah.
You know, every day I get up, and every day I'm late sometimes, but the Spirit of God dwells in us, you know, and that's important. That's real important. and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, "Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost." I mean, that's profound. That's profound for all of us. All the people that are missing this morning are here. You know, Here in spirit.
A lot of them, some of them are out of town. I was out of town yesterday, but I came back in. We somehow came back in. My sister tried to persuade us, no, spend the night. I said, no, we got to, it's just a one day thing for us. We got to get back to, we know it's a holiday.
We know it's a holiday.
And we know, you know, people do travel. I traveled, but I came back. It was tempting. A lot of things in life are tempting.
You're right.
But we've got to keep our focus.
Focus.
Got to keep our focus.
Mm-hmm. Got to keep our focus. Mm-hmm. Those four words are important. You know, the word we understand that it's not us. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's really not. It's the language of the Messiah, mm-hmm. The language of Jesus. Yeah. And I saw in bare record that this is the Son of God. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not anything notable. This is not anything hard. This is not anything learned. It is the things that we know, the things that we bear witness to.
Yeah.
It's the things that we have learned and have known forever. In 35, again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, you know, I think the disciples are the most important, are the most important thing. Right now, I'm under a curse, you know, I'm chasing women, okay? I'm under a curse, but I still see the action of the Messiah. Number 36, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God." To me, the Lamb of God is the most important thing that we can do. We'll let that one slide.
Okay. Beholding the Lamb of God is keeping your focus on the Lamb. It's just like Apostle was saying this morning, there's many distractions,
mm-hmm.
in the world, many
distractions. Many.
But if you don't behold the Lamb that taken away the sins of your world, of the world, you will get in sin if you're not beholding the Lamb.
Yeah.
Behold don't mean just take a quick look. Mm-hmm. Behold means to keep your eyes on that until you see that you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that, but what you are told to do is to behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And when you're getting into this and that, that's because you're not beholding the Lamb. You're beholding what you want, or what we want. But when you behold that Lamb, get your focus on that, you seek him.
Right. You seek him.
Yeah.
And you don't you don't forget him.
Amen.
And you don't let him travel.
Yeah.
You don't let him trust. You don't let him go. I mean, you could go on for days and say the words of what we mean by behold the Lamb of God. You know, it's important. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And they followed Jesus. Yeah. Every day, every minute, everything we do, we follow Jesus. We try our best to follow Jesus. And that's important. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto them, "What seekest ye?" They said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master," which dwelleth thou. You know, that's the most important thing of the message right there. Of the whole message. You know, we seek God. We seek Him with our being. We seek Him with everything we know. You know, we look and we know that God is with us. he saith unto them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. For about the 10th hour of the day. That's, but it is very significant to look at what we do every day and to see God manifest in our being every day. Every day, you know, he manifests himself every day, over again and over again and over again. One of the two which heard him speak, which heard John speak, and followed him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Okay. we see this over and over and over again. We try to forsake. We try not to damage others. We try to say yes. It's okay. Yes, it's not okay. You know, it's the way that he wanted us to seek him. But they heard John speak and followed him. You know, they knew it was time to know. So I want to close this out this week and minister to others. Father God, I want you to bring this word and bring this revelation to us to seek Jesus, to seek Jesus in everything that we do, in everything that we are, in everything that we will be. In Jesus' name I ask. And I ask for a covenant that you will supply, that you will help, that you will show us the covenant of the Messiah. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.